I guess I will begin with good morning. Yeah, that's a good place to start. In Ephesians 6, verse 12, it says, "We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." This morning, I was attacked so bad that I was not going to be here. And as I was going through these, won't bore you with the gory details, but the pain and the frequency of it, I realized that, I think, or I know, the devil does not want me to be here today to share something that the Lord has put on my heart. And so at that moment, I left that up to the Lord Jesus and said, "You rebuke him, Lord." And he does that to all of us. Not just us grown-ups. He does it to you 16, 17, 13-year-olds. Be aware that it's the devil that's attacking you. And you just offer up a quick prayer to the Lord, and he will take care of it. Scripture says, "Resist the devil, and he will flee from you, as he fleed from me this morning." Now, we just finished up the Epistle of James. And I was going to go on into the next book, and then I have, lots of pages here that I printed out. But that's not where I'm going today. Sometimes, preaching the gospel, the best preaching of the gospel, is our personal experiences with God. Because nobody can rebuke it. They can't say you're misinterpreting what Scripture says, because it's what happened to you. And so I want us all to experience a conclusion of the Epistle of James. Now, I'd love to have everything written down and all in order, because I feel very comfortable that way. But sometimes we have to step outside our comfort zone. And occasionally, it's because the Spirit has kicked you out there. And because the Spirit overrides the human side of me, here I am. Now, most of you know me as Ken. I see myself as Peter. Uneducated, rough around the edges fisherman. And maybe that's how some of you see yourself. I'm not qualified. I'm not educated enough. I'm not fluent in speaking. I'm just a child, maybe you say. What can I do to influence anybody? God doesn't see us that way. He doesn't see us the way we see us. He sees every one of us as a mighty warrior. And a mighty warrior does mighty things. One of the biggest themes that I got out of James is prayer. And you know I'm a powerful believer in prayer. prayer is just simply talking to God. You don't have to have a formulated ritual like the Lord's Prayer. It doesn't have to be in that format. Sit down and just talk to God. Good morning, Lord. I'm not doing well today. I got this thing that's confusing me and it's causing me to be sick and I don't want to be sick. I don't know what's going on. But I know you do. And so I just leave it over to you. Take care of it. Thank you. That's all prayer is. And he wants us to talk to him. And because he wants us to talk to him, sometimes he will throw us into a situation that forces us to talk to him. And that's where I'm going today. I want to share a couple of things with you today. I'll get you out early. You can go buy birds or you can get an early start on your trip. About a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, I was called out on a chaplain call. And for some reason or another, my wife could not come with me. So I went alone. And it was a woman that needed help to cope with the death of her husband. And then we're in the early stages of our time together. She made it quite evident that she was a believer. And so we talked, and we prayed, and we shared our love for Christ with each other. And then, as usual, once us chaplains show up, quite often the deputy leaves. He's got important stuff he has to do and other calls, and he's already called for the mortuary or the funeral home parlor, and so he left. And I was there alone with her. And while we were waiting for the funeral home, which takes about 2 hours, she asked me this question. She says, "Chaplain, do you believe God can raise someone from the dead?" I said, "Yes, I do. God can do anything." Then she says, "Have you ever asked him to bring someone back from the dead?" I said, "Yes, I have. But it was not in God's will to grant my petition." She continued questioning me. And then she just paused and looked me straight in the eye. And she said, "I'm not ready to live the rest of my life without my husband. Will you pray to God that he would bring him back to life?" Yeah, I paused a little bit and I said, "I will, but it's not up to me. It's totally up to God." And so we got down. He was laying right there in the living room on the floor with us. And we got down. And I prayed, and she prayed, and I prayed again and again. Maybe 3-4 times, I don't remember. But once more, it was not in God's will to grant my request. And so you'd think we would both be quite sad at that moment, but what came to mind was, how many times have we prayed that Lord's Prayer in which we said, "Father, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And in that instant, God's will was done on earth that day. And even though he didn't grant us the petition of bringing her husband back to life, he gifted both of us in that instant with a very special blessing from the Holy Spirit. He gave us the gift of comfort and acceptance. Acceptance of His will, not our will. And when I ended up leaving, she was at peace. And she could live the rest of her life without her husband. Because she knew it was God's will. There's going to be times that we are going to go out as a representative of Almighty God. And He is going to ask us to do things that are impossible in our own mind. But it's not impossible for God. So our duty is to obey. And then just leave the results up to God. The results don't matter to us. We obeyed, doing our part. And if it is in God's will, He will do His part. Now I want to fast forward to the today and the now. Most of you remember I blew my knee out about 2 or 3 months ago, cutting firewood. And yes, it's been slowly getting better, still giving me some pain. Well, maybe a lot of pain. I just work through it, and I don't tell my wife how much pain it is. And most of you know I've been working on a solar project for Jay Brown. And I've been going over there and helping him out. And a week ago, thought I had everything perfect. It was running, it was up, it was charging batteries, it was providing for the house. And I get a call from him in the middle of the week, and he says it crashed. All the alarms are going off, and red lights are blinking everywhere. So he shut the whole system down and says, can you come over Friday? So one more time, Lord, yes. I went over there Friday to make some tweak adjustments to try to correct the problem. And it seems like it worked. All the lights stopped flashing and the alarms went quiet. And again, it was charging the batteries and it was providing power to the house. And so I put my meters and tools away, and I'm getting ready to leave. And his dog comes charging at me and slams right into my injured knee. Instantly bringing back all that pain that I thought I was over with. Now, I might be glad that Jay Brown's not here because I don't want to embarrass him and I don't want to build him up to somebody he's not. But I'm glad he's a big, strong guy because he caught me. He was right beside me before I face-planted in the dirt. It hit me that hard. So why am I even telling you any of this? I'm telling you this. Because God's not dead. And I want you to see the Lord Jesus today. He wants to hear from us. He wants to bless us. So in that minute that Jay caught me, being led by the Spirit, I believe, he knelt down right there on one knee. And he laid his hand on my knee. And he prayed for a healing. No thinking, no hesitation. And I put my hand on his shoulder and prayed quietly as he was praying aloud. And then he got up and I got in my car and I started driving home. Now, you all know where Jay lives. Before I got from Jay's house to the highway, I had zero pain in my leg, my knee. It didn't hurt to move it or bend it from different positions in the car. I got home, I told my wife, it feels great. That day, it was in God's will to bless us with his love. And my leg's been fine ever since. And to God be the glory. There's more to the story. This is where I want every single one of you to see God. The system was working fine when I left that week ahead of time. The Lord causes it to crash so that I would have to return to the scene of the crime, where he had a dog all prepared to run into my knee, causing both of us to pray to God in one mind, like these apostles did in the upper room, of one accord, so that he could show himself to us with a healing. And the whole book of James comes back to me in that, where he says, you don't have because you don't ask. I know a lot of people think, and I think the same thing, Lord, I've been asking. But then I got to go back to that chaplain call. I'm asking, Lord, but not my will. Your will be done. Now, I want my wife to be healthy, and I pray for that. But not my will, Lord, your will. And that's the point that we have to come to in life. There's a story of a man on earth that didn't pray all that much to God. He was a good man. He did good things, but he was a believer, but he didn't talk to God much. And he died. And he goes up to heaven, and he's being showed around, and he sees this door with cracked open, and he, what's all those gifts and presents in that room? He asks his tour guide. He said, let me show you. He cracks open the door, opens the door wide, and they both go in. He says, see all these? These are all blessings that were meant for you, but you never asked. Never be shy or embarrassed to go to the Lord with your needs, because he wants to give you the desires of your heart. And keep in mind that there's nothing too hard for the Lord. Amen. Thank you. That's it. Lord, make us be like Jay was that day. That when the Spirit calls us to do something, that we instantly obey and do it. And give you that open door of blessings to flow down on us because we're your child. And you want us to pray. You want to have a relationship with us, no matter what age we are. So I thank you so much, Lord, that you are alive and you are here among us today. In Jesus' name I come to you. Amen. He's real.